Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Deeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle trade is becoming established with moderate gains from last week. Following the inability to move prices higher from levels seen early in the week, light to moderate trade has been seen in most areas, with live trade at $103 here in our part of the country. Dress trade in the north developed yesterday at $162, prices generally $2 to $2.50 higher than last week's average. Overall trade reported so far this week is generally light, which would suggest that at least some cleanup activity will continue to develop through the day today. Aggressive pork purchases from China last week was reported in yesterday's weekly export sales report and sparked renewed buyer support in the lean hog complex. Nearby contracts were more heavily impacted by the active movement of pork to China, but the underlying focus on potential gains from world demand brought about by African swine fever in Germany could add even more end-of-the-week buyer support. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat is trading about 4 cents higher at a new 3-month high of 491 and a half penny. That was early this morning and closing in on the 495 high posted in July. It's fair to say this week's rally is being helped by higher corn and soybean prices, but there are also some bullish possibilities developing that are helping wheat traders to see more than USDA's estimate of record ending world wheat stocks in 2020-21. December corn is up 1 3/4 cents early today, continuing to ride the coattails of the bull market in soybeans, even as harvest is getting started in the U.S. Given all the bearish hits leveled against corn prices this year, it may be difficult to believe, but December corn is getting back close to the 381.5. The price traded at before coronavirus broke wide open and Saudi Arabia announced it was increasing oil production. November soybeans were up 11 cents early today, trading 1039.5 and getting closer to the 2018 high of 1060 and a half penny. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle up 5 cents yesterday, 106.77. December down 62 at 111.32. October feeder cattle down 97, 141.45. November's down 132 at 142.20. October hogs up 130 at 66.52. Kansas City wheat, December up 12.5, 487.5. March up 12 3/4 at 498.25. Chicago wheat, December up 14 1/4, 556.25. March up 13 1/4 at 564. December corn up 3.5 cents, 375.25. March up 3 cents at 384. November soybeans up 17 1/4, 1028.5. January up 16 cents, 1031.25. December cotton's down 52 cents at 65.85.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.